You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
28 hours before the draft begins, the biggest story of this sports day comes from college football. 14 years after the fact, you probably have heard the news about Reggie Bush, and we will talk about that this afternoon and your phone calls. We get started with the draft, of course. Have you heard enough about this? Let us tell you about it. Who's in? Who's out? Neighbors. He's looking good. Obviously, Jaden Daniels will go ahead of him. Bowers, Tarion, number of other names. Ricky Pearsall, we talked to him not too long ago. He made the list as well. So things are still happening. Well, actually, they're not on the football field. Everything's moved over to the diamond, but Connor O'Gara will rank the top 16 quarterbacks. As far as situations, Texas is in the best shape. Alabama, Georgia, really? Georgia number 3? Can't wait to find out more about that. LSU at 6, that's a drop-off. Missouri 7. And Tennessee at 9, that seems unusual. OU, quarterback U at 10. The new list, go to 16 in case you haven't noticed. What's happening at A&M? You have a new athletic director, Trev Alberts. Always a good way to endear himself to the community by laying off some people. That's what he has done. And we'll talk about it later on with Travis Brown. And I mentioned this at the top. It is the story of the day in sports. Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back 14 years after it was unceremoniously taken away from him. The NCAA slammed USC. The Heisman Trust followed suit. And Kevin Clark joins us mainly to talk about the draft. But Kevin, I've got to start with Reggie Bush. And
yeah.
I mean, it seems so obvious that it's about 8 years after the fact, or maybe 14 years after the fact, but it did finally happen today. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I hope it ushers in a new era of the NCAA, even though this was the Heisman Trust decision, and the NCAA kind of period of amnesty, I would call it, looking back at some of the harsher decisions over the past few decades, restoring banners, restoring wins. It's a new era, and we know what the rules are now. I've always felt like the people in most cases paying college athletes were never really the bad guys, except in some really egregious cases. So I think that this would be a good opportunity to look back and see what else we could restore. This was obviously the right decision. I just think that, you know, when I look at NIL now, I think a lot of times, a lot of the people, car dealerships, whatever local businesses who are now in bed with some of the collectives, they were doing this stuff maybe 10, 20 years ago. They just couldn't post on Facebook that they were doing it. So I think there's probably a reckoning a little bit to look into the past and see what we can't fix beyond this, Paul.
And Kevin, it is worth remembering. You were probably too young to remember, but back when all this happened, I mean, it was a big deal. There were so many allegations. And there were very few people at the time standing up for Reggie Bush. My, has that changed?
Yeah, it completely changed. And I think we know now why. But, I mean, a part of this, I think that now everyone just kind of says, why was this a big deal? I think back then there was always kind of the spirit of amateurism. And I think there was a lot of jealousy about the USC program. Obviously, it went down in flames at the end of the Pete Carroll era. Pete had an incredibly successful run with the NFL, but it looked like he was running from something at the time when that decision was made to go to Seattle. It was crazy. It was a crazy time. There was a lot of glamour. And I think that the spotlight is on any of those big programs, whether that's Miami before at USC. And I kind of think that though when those those stories pop up, and they happen at every single big program. And there's an element of a lot of people wanting to see the program fail. And that's why I think there was heightened attitude. I do remember it. I think I was in high school at the beginning of Reggie Bush's dominance. But I do remember that being a huge story. And now we look back on it, and people my age say, what was the big deal?
Well, after all, I mean, these are student athletes here, Kevin. Yeah. So let's not lose sight of that. Let's move on to the draft. That's what everybody is talking about. And you have certainly spent a lot of time digging deep. It's a quarterback draft. That's not an unusual fact. Yeah. But as you look forward to tomorrow night, what are you keying on?
The second pick, which I think is fascinating. I think broadly, Paul, what we're seeing is this is the transfer portal draft. And what I mean by that is I saw Schefter earlier today say six quarterbacks could go in the first round. Three of them are a direct result of the transfer portal and what that's brought. And I think that it's a net positive for evaluators. I think it's probably a little annoying to have to look at tape from three different schools in some cases or two different schools. But these are quarterbacks who are able to go into schemes that they feel fit them. Coaches that will get them what they needed to succeed, but also they get to play. And I think that's the one line I keep going back to is if Matt Cassel were born in 2000, he wouldn't have ridden the pine at USC. He would have gone and transferred to Oregon State or something like that. And you're seeing now the maximizing of the quarterback position because of the portal. And so the biggest thing for me is someone like Jaden Daniels. What would have happened if he had to stay at Arizona State? Bo Nix, what would have happened if he had to stay at Oregon? Michael Penix, obviously, probably the biggest example, going and playing with all that talent and for a great coach who's now at Alabama. So I'm looking at that in broad strokes, but I think the second pick is fascinating because I could go either way. I've hemmed and hawed. I've flip-flopped. I'm going to go with Drake May as my second-best quarterback. I don't think the Commanders see it the same way, but there are 100 arguments in both directions on both quarterbacks, Paul.
And I wanted to ask you about Drake May for a second because there's been more hating on him maybe than any player in a long time. You look at this differently than others. Where is all that coming from?
Yeah, first of all, draft fatigue. You know, it's funny. I was actually looking at some of the stuff this morning, and I was seeing articles from February, and I was going, oh, that was old. And I'm saying, wait a second, it's not old. They haven't played a game. Like, nobody's played a game since December or January in most cases. And yet we're looking at month-old information and saying it's so old. The tape is there. And so I think that a lot of times it's paralysis by analysis at this time of year, Paul. I think people start to just pick at the weaknesses or one kind of weakness gets out there and one mock draft guy says this, and then all of a sudden everybody starts parroting it. I think a lot about 2 years ago, how going into the season, everybody said Bryce Young was going to be number one, CJ Stroud was going to be number two. And then we had all this journey, we had this season, and CJ Stroud was dropping on mock drafts, and Will Levis was the odds-on favorite to go two. And then what did we have on draft night? We had the exact same 1-2 we thought we'd have the previous July, previous February, probably. So I think that's always what I look at. It's a lot of times draft fatigue starts to weigh on everybody who talks about the draft. So there's a lot of hating on it. I would say from a play standpoint, again, I think Drake May is the second best quarterback here. But from a play standpoint, Paul, I think that his footwork, there's some concerns there. He lets ball sail. He misses some layups. I think there's part of that. But also Jaden Daniels, I mean, the explosive numbers he put up were unbelievable. When you look at, I believe he had the most 20-yard plus passes in the history of college football, second only to Joe Burrow. And by the way, Jaden Daniels did not get the added benefit of playing LSU's defense, getting the stat pad. So it's a different thing there. So I think people saw the numbers. Everybody keeps saying the analytics are favoring Jaden Daniels. I actually think they might favor Drake May. I think it's less about what Drake May put on tape this year, Paul, and more about the numbers and the explosion that Jaden Daniels showed on tape.
Great stuff as always. Kevin Clark from This Is Football. We will talk to you soon, Kevin. Many thanks as we dig deep into a number of things today, including the draft, the Reggie Bush decision. We'll get your reaction to all of that, plus a number of guests as we start our midweek show.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
How about Trevor Sekema joining us at 4 and Connor O. Guerra at 4:30? That's not it, though. Philip Dukes at 5, Travis Brown at 5:30, and then we'll be repeating all of those in the 6 o'clock hour. Let's get to the calls here and start with Terry in Alabama. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Paul. Sorry to change any kind of vibe on the show. I seems like I've been listening to you longer than most people there. I've been very lucky to be in rooms with you when you've made fun of, I might be wrong on the names because it's been a while, Bob James or Richard Scrooge or several coaches or all that. But I've never heard you pick at one of your good callers and try to be mean and hurt their feelings. So I was very surprised when Larry from Shelby, who I thought was a big, bad, officer or something, break down in tears because all you said was, he didn't have a chance against a legend. Well, so be it. And then, we go back to Jim in Tuscaloosa. He's trying to, what confuses all of us is he wants to be, he don't want anybody to know who he is. So why does he care what anybody else thinks about him? And why I say what I say about you don't care about, you care about your callers, is I happen to be on the, listen to you the day of the Tammy situation. And that's what turned me to knowing you cared so much about people. And so I'm just trying to express that.
Well, Terry, thank you for saying that. And I was talking to some people yesterday from New York, and they were asking about what we do down here. And they asked me what the most important thing that I thought came out of the show every day. And I said it was exactly that. It was the callers. That's what I enjoy doing the most because that's the connection. All these other people rotate in and out. You can see them most anywhere else. But you can't see what you're talking about anywhere else. And that's why it's so important. And I think that's why this is unique. And in Larry's case, I genuinely felt badly. I overdid it, and I told him that. And that's why I think he was nice enough to come back. And we're thrilled that he is. And thank you for saying that, though. Connor is up next in Georgia. Hello, Connor.
What's going on, Paul? You doing all right, bud?
Yes, we are. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I had a story that I wanted to share with you. Back in 2017, it was my first year at the University of Georgia, and I had the pleasure of meeting with you and talking with you for a little bit, and I told you that I planned on going to optometry school, and you told me to keep you updated. Well, I wanted to let you know that today I took my final exam of my second year, and I've earned my white coat, so I'm halfway done, and I'll start seeing patients for summer rotations here starting as a third year.
Well, we are about to, we're maybe a little bit away from it, but we're about to say Connor O.D. How about that? That is fantastic.
That is the plan. Yes, sir. Lord willing. Lord willing, we'll make it there.
Well, I don't know what I told you that day, but I've got a little bit of experience with that profession through family members, and I am really so happy for you. What? Tell us more about what you'll be doing now.
So in third year, we'll do like normal summer courses, and then we'll start seeing patients. Obviously, we have a preceptor, so they're watching over us, making sure we're doing and doing everything that we're supposed to do and what we've learned. And it's kind of like training wheels of seeing patients. And then fourth year will be just straight rotations. And then, like I said, Lord willing, we'll graduate and we'll add a couple of letters after the name. Buy season tickets to the Georgia games. That's
Connor, once you get through, where are you hoping to practice?
I would love to be about 30 minutes from Athens so I could drive straight to Sanford Stadium and watch my dogs play.
You know, I thought that was just undergraduates talking like that, but I'm gratified to know that upper level students feel the same way.
Yes, sir. I don't need no fancy truck or nothing like that. Give me about 7 TVs on a college football Saturday and season tickets in Sanford Stadium, and I'll be just fine.
Well, I am really happy to hear that. And you've chosen a fantastic field because it's never going to go out of style. And please continue to update us. And we'll be in Georgia in a couple of months, so I hope you'll come out and say hello.
Yes, sir. And on the day that I graduate, I'll give you a call and let you know. And we'll keep you updated, all right?
God bless. I can't wait. I'm going to be your first patient. I haven't told you that yet, but well, I guess I just did. Connor, congratulations. Way to go. That's fantastic. Really, really cool to hear that story. Let's check in next with Logan, who is in Alabama.
Hey, Paul, what's going on, buddy?
Hey there, Logan.
Hey, I just wanted to see what you thought about, and I might have missed this, but your opinion on the Reggie Bush getting his Heisman Trophy back. What did you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think anyone would agree it's the right decision. I think the real issue is why did it take so long, and why do people who sit in glass houses like the Heisman Trust and the NCAA, why are they so reluctant to accept where we are right now?
Yeah, I mean, that guy was a genius. I mean, he was a great football player. I mean, Paul, I'm going to tell you, man, I hated USC back in those days. I was cheering so much for Vince Young and Texas, and I remember that game. That game with Vince Young versus Reggie Bush, that was one of the best games I've ever seen.
No, it's considered probably the best championship game ever.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so, and it seemed like it went on forever, too. Like, I mean, I remember I went to a sports bar to watch it. I came home, I started watching it at home, and it just seemed like it was just a back-and-forth game. I mean, that was probably, I think it probably was. I mean, in my lifetime, I think it was, Notre Dame and Florida State. That was another game I remember.
Yeah.
Maybe 93 when Charlie Ward.
That was in 93 when Notre Dame went up to I'm trying to remember, did Florida State – Notre Dame won that game.
Notre Dame won that game, yeah. And they lost the next week.
Right. I remember I went up to that game in South Bend, and that was the first game day ever on campus that day in 93.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It was.
I did not know that.
It was an incredible day. I had some friends who were going up, so I decided I think I can skip an Alabama Auburn game this day, and I went to that, and it was a great memory. You're right, though. Notre Dame lost to Boston College the very next week. Bash is in Boulder. Hey, Bash.
The greatest show on earth, Bash Brother Paul. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing today?
We're good, Bash. Thank you.
Of course. Speaking of the Reggie Bush news, congratulations to him for getting his well-deserved Heisman returned to him. And going back to what you were talking to Logan about, Paul, I wanted to make a little comparison and see where your allegiances lie as far as saying the Reggie Bush versus Vince Young championship game was one of the greatest championship games. But I was thinking about it in my head. I'm like, the only one that I think could maybe compare to it was potentially the 2015 national championship game between Derrick Henry and Alabama going against Deshaun Watson and the Clemson Tigers. What do you think, Paul, between those two games?
I would agree.
Which one do you think was more exciting?
I think games are remembered primarily based on how they end. And that game, I believe Alabama was trying to hold on at the end of the game, but that game consisted of of one of the, you know, I think it's probably the greatest call in Nick Saban's career, the onside punt. It was just one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, as I'm sure you would agree.
Absolutely. Not to mention throwing it to one of my hometown players, O.J. Howard, making him an instant, like, first-round pick overnight. If it wasn't for that game, who knows where he would have gone into the draft. And, well, finally on that subject, Paul, if you had to think of – that's why I made the comparison, because I think the only running back that could have had a better season compared to Reggie Bush in the last 20 years was Derrick Henry. So which Heisman season do you think was a little bit better, Reggie Bush's or Derrick Henry's?
Yeah, you know, I just think about Derrick Henry with so much talent on that team, but Reggie Bush had the same thing. I mean, he had a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. So I don't know if I could give you a great answer, because I probably am far more conversant on Derrick's senior year versus Reggie Bush's, which I watched some of, but probably didn't see every game. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. And Paul is up next. Hey, Paul.
How you doing, Paul? I'd like, first of all, say congratulations to Connor. And then I have some questions, and I feel like they're legitimate, and points that I'd like to make. So if you'll let me make them, then you can kind of, you know, give your opinion on them, I guess. But
okay.
I'd like to know why everybody right now in America, or even connected with sports, gets so mad. Because say you got Tennessee and Alabama playing each other in football, you're going to have half 50% mad, 50% happy, 50% sad, because somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. But it's a game, and I think that we ought to have better sportsmanship even between people, you know, calling in and things like that. I just don't know why people are so angry, because I hear and I watch about 15 minutes of news every day, and that's all I watch. But all these Ivy League schools, they suck in football, but they're out here rioting and protesting. And now I've seen that it spilled over in Texas, and that really makes me sad, because I was hoping it wouldn't go over to an SEC college. And I just would like to know what you think about what's going on. AJ, Jim, Legend, all them people, I think they ought to just chill a little bit and try to get along and realize somebody has to win and somebody has to lose.
Well, you are correct.
What do you
think
about
that? Paul, I agree with you. I mean, we all tend to get – but I think that's part of the – I think the media is to blame for that. We tend to create it's absolute. It has to be this way or that way, when a lot of times there is a gray area. We'll take a short break. We have more guests coming up, more of your phone calls. We are back with more right after this.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back. We were just listening to Mark Pope there during the break, and what a fantastic conversation that was earlier in the week. Newt is up next from Kentucky. Hey, Newt.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Oh, I just want to talk to Paul and ask him about a few questions about certain things.
Yeah, no, I'm here. This is me. You have me.
I've got you right there, and I'm watching Mark Pope on TV and stuff, and everything else, and see what do you think about the recruit, what Kentucky's got coming in for the next year and stuff. And I'm watching him right now on TV.
Yes, sir.
And I wish I was talking about things. And I think he's He's got some recruits for assistant coaches and ones from NBA and stuff, and putting a program together for Kentucky. And I think a lot of people have been down for Kentucky. You know, I'm a big Kentucky fan. I'm a big fan for you, Paul. Trust me, I watch you every day, okay? And just thinking what's Kentucky going to do for the following year.
Well, thank you very much, Newt, for calling in and watching every day. I think it's going to take a little time, but everybody understands that. I mean, he's taking over a program that has lost a great deal of talent, and it will be replenished, though. Thank you for the call. Matt is up next.
And for her, I heard you talking about Reggie Bush, man. I agree with the callers. I think he deserved this Heisman Trophy winner race, and he won the Heisman. I get what he did back then was wrong. But now these days, who cares, man? It was ancient history. He deserved that Heisman back. And I never rooted for Texas ever in my life. I rooted for USC. I rooted for Alabama that one time Nick Saban played them, and I was glad when Texas lost. I was jumping up in joy because I can't stand that team. But I don't understand why the NCAA wouldn't give him back to him at first, Heisman Trophy winning trophy. I don't get it, Paul. It was ancient history. And another thing I want to talk to you guys about. Look, I heard Squirrel yesterday on the show. Squirrel, I'm not mad at you no more, man. Look, I let it go. The only reason I get mad at first is because you remind me of my sister and parts of my family who do that to me. And I'm not saying about people. That's why I reacted the way I reacted. You're still a family brother. You're still one of my family brother and sisters, too. If you guys ever want to come down when I get an apartment, Paul, I take it to BJ's, the sports bar and grill place. Take some Mexican food restaurants. You can go party and have a good time, man. I want to score
Matt,
to know that.
I haven't been to San Antonio in a while, so count me in. Thank you very much, and all the best on getting an apartment. Let's check in with Mike in Georgia. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering, when it's going to be time that we retire the term student athlete.
I hope it's today.
Well, I would tend to agree. I mean, I think even Coach Saban mentioned it on when he was talking to that little Senate panel that, you know, the graduation rate for these kids bouncing all over has got to go down, and it just seems to all
well,
be about
to me,
the money.
To me, it's the height
sure
of being
really
disingenuous.
The picture much anymore.
I mean, administrators just love to wrap themselves in that, but it doesn't support it because I'm well aware, and you are as well, that some of these young people go to school and earn degrees, and I'm happy they do, but most of them are there for a very specific reason. Thanks for the call. Daryl in Baton Rouge. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Good to talk to you. The town's a buzz, man. We got a big parade today.
Oh, really? Mardi Gras?
No, gymnastics.
Another national championship parade in Baton Rouge. Third in a year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then there's a celebration after the parade in the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. And it's really amazing how this town comes together. I mean, there'll be bunches of people at the parade, you know, and it's just good to see the community rally around something that's done so well as gymnastics, you know. And I found out something, too, that LSU gymnastics set the national attendance record this year. For people attending the meet.
Well, that is fantastic.
Good.
No, it's been, an amazing year for them, and I'm so happy they won. Thank you very much. Swamp Dog is up next.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Swamp?
I want to tell you, you were 100% right about the where Deliverance was filmed at. It was filmed in Georgia, not filmed in Mississippi. And, I don't know if you know this or not, but Burt Reynolds was born right here in Waycross, Georgia.
I didn't know that. I was unaware of Burt's birthplace.
Yeah, he was born here. He didn't live here. Went to Florida. Parents moved on, you know. But and then he played for Florida State. He played football right after they became a school that wasn't all girls. They was a girls' school at first, you know. And he played football there. But he was born here. We're kind of proud of that down here in Swamp Country. But
you ought to be.
I wanted to, yeah. Got a couple other celebrities here. I'll tell you about one day. But I wanted to talk to you about what I said yesterday. I kind of accused you of talking to Jim just to get ratings because Jim is Jim and everybody knows who he is and all that, you know. And I kind of feel bad about that. You said I was putting words in your mouth, protecting him and everything, you know. And I understand how this thing works, you know. It's a TV show, and how you handle your callers is your business, you know. And I didn't mean to make it sound like I don't like. I love the show. I watch it every day, you know. And I didn't want to come across like I'm criticizing the way the show is being done, you know. I kind of felt like you sound like you got kind of aggravated with me there.
Well, no, listen, Swan Dog, I was well aware that when I said what I did, there would be some criticism, but there was a reason I said what I did, and I appreciate your clarification. Cornbread is up next in Ohio. Hello, Cornbread.
What's going on, Paul? How you doing?
Hey there.
Hey, I want to know, what did I get myself into? I ain't heard this much trash talk since I worked on the oil rig. they've been getting busy on social media, but it's all fun and games, and I enjoy it. You know, I got the real thick skin. But real quick, I just wanted to say, on the answer Cat Daddy question, Clemson did use Death Valley first, but LSU called it Death Valley as it came here because of how loud it was.
Right.
But it was actually agreed upon after we played the national championship that we are now called Death Valley. So that's why, you know, I responded that way. But I just want to say, really enjoyed calling. And also, Kentucky got a good running back. His name Chip Trainum. They got from Ohio State. I actually used to play football with his dad. So he's a real good running back. So they got something to look forward to. And I'm looking forward to seeing him play. But I just want to thank you for letting me call in. And I'm going to listen for the rest of the show. And y'all have a wonderful day.
Cornbread, thank you very, very much. You take care of yourself. How about Mike up next? Hey, Mike.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul. Could you see, I know you said a while back that Vanderbilt was going to go to the SEC about 30 years ago or something like that, but could you see with Florida State and Clemson trying to get out, could you see Vanderbilt and Memphis going to the ACC?
I don't know, Mike. Vanderbilt's a very valued member of the SEC. Florida State is not a valued member of the ACC because they're always complaining about something, and they would do the same thing over here. We'll take a break. More to come. More of your phone calls, more guests. We will be right back.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
More NFL draft coverage at the top of the hour. Tom is up next in Texas. Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Paul?
Very well, thank you.
I want to comment on Matt in San Antonio. I'd like to reach out to him, but he needs to stop this obsession with the University of Texas. I knew as soon as this Heisman Trophy thing with Reggie Bush came up that he'd have to inject the University of Texas into it. He would be a lot happier, and so would I, man, if they would pull from their own teams and still living the day Texas or Alabama lose.
A really good point. But I think that's such a big part of fandom. And I think I've always asked people, do you enjoy your own team winning or your opponent losing? And I think sometimes it's more on the latter.
Paul. Yeah, Paul, I've got to admit a bit of hypocrisy. Sometimes I've been that way with Oklahoma. So one other comment on the Jim Alissa thing.
Okay.
I was here Friday. I called in. I don't want Jim mad at me, but I think one reason he got so angry with her is he has a little bit of a celebrity crush on her. That's not unusual for a lot of people.
So, Tom, let me make sure I understand that. You're saying Jim has a celebrity crush on Alissa?
Well, I don't think he knows her personally.
You're saying he looks at her as maybe like a teenager would look at a famous actress or super rock star.
Well, and older guys, including me, can get celebrity crushes. I've got them on the women on the Fox News now.
Okay, now you've got my attention, Tom. Which one of the Fox News women are you most?
It's the one that you compete with when the audio goes off on my TV. I switch it over.
Yeah,
to
I know
Mark
who you're talking
account.
About. I see her up there.
Yeah, well, she's in her 60s. I don't have to feel guilty about it. I'm 69.
Oh, okay.
But it's not an obsessive thing. It's not like the Morgan Fairchild movie back in the early 80s.
Oh yeah, no, I know what you're. Listen, I'm around. I've lived it like you. I mean, we all been through it. That'd be a great show one day.
I'm trying to pick.
Like who is your celebrity crush?
Right
I like
now.
That. Well, no, I'm just asking it generally.
Oh, yeah, you're asking me that question?
Well, no, you told me other than the Fox News lady, anybody else?
Ooh, Laura Rutledge was a little bit of one.
Of course, I think we all would check that box, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of it. But both Laura and Lisa, rather than being attractive women,
well, yeah.
Who are good at their job, they're very good at their job, and they happen to be attractive.
They are. And there's no crime with being attractive on television.
No.
I'll never know that feeling, but I understand it's important.
But, yeah, I've tried to figure out, are you older than me or younger than me?
I'm younger.
I'm August 14th, 54, it's my birthday.
Yeah, I you have me by a little bit, so I'm going to try to catch up with you quickly.
Okay, I didn't mean to take up so much time.
Thank you very much. Oh man, I never thought we'd get into that, like your celebrity crush. I mean, I don't know if it's as maybe it would kind of we could start back in the day. Now I've lost my train of thought because I'm looking at that lady he's talking about. JD is in Mississippi. Hello, JD.
How you doing, Mr. Powers? You doing all right today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Listen, I want to ask this question. You know, Coach Bowden, he was a big proponent about paying players and this, that, and other. Do you think that that's what he really wanted the way it is now? Or do you think that it was more low-key than what it is right now?
JD, I don't think any coach ever wanted it the way it is now.
Well, the way I look at it, and I was just back in the Bear Bryant days and Coach Paterno days and all, they got a room board and they got an education. And I understand we're spending money like this now, but it's done got so out of hand. Do you think it'll ever be drawn back in, or it's going to stay like it is?
No, JD. There are many cliches that are applicable to what I'm about to say, but once you open the barn door, hard to get it closed.
Well, that's true. Let me say this about Alabama football.
Okay.
I didn't get to go to the A-Day game this year, but from the reviews I've heard, that everybody looked very good as far as on the quarterback on the offense side. Is that what you...
JD, I am hearing nothing but positivity from Alabama. Well, thank you very much for the call. You be well. You take care of yourself. And Austin is up next in Alabama. Hello, Austin.
Hey, Paul. Quick question about some NIL stuff going forward in the future. Do you ever see a point where we get to start seeing 1, 2, and potentially 4-year contracts being signed through NIL?
I think it would be complicated, but I think it would help because that's really the issue. If you could sign somebody to a, if you would make them have a commitment like everybody else who goes to work somewhere, you wouldn't have as many nightmares in the transfer portal.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, obviously when it comes to transferring schools, once you do have a contract signed, would they follow something similar to a NFL or MLB type role where the college that is receiving that player would owe the previous school any compensation for their NIL funds?
Yeah, then listen, I think I'm not a contract law expert, but I think that would be very, very complicated if that happened.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you for taking my call, Paul.
Well, thank you very, very much. Let's check in with Felix up next in Birmingham. Hey, Felix.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We are doing great.
Hey, and I was calling about Reggie Bush, but got distracted a little bit on the attractiveness and things like that. But back in the day, not the theme song, but there was an intro, and there was some woman, and I think she's a little bit older, and it seemed like she sat there and said, "Well, Paul, if you're ever in the neighborhood, you come see me."
Oh yeah, that may have been Millie from Missouri, who sadly is now gone.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.